Hello?
Hi, is this Chris?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again, Chris. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke almost a month ago regarding kind of reactivating your account, doing Facebook, of course, first page placement on Google, and being even doing Google Verified, something that you were interested in. You just wanted to wait a little bit on that. Is this maybe better timing to get that going for your business?
Paul, I still have had no work. Can you believe it? I just barely yesterday started my first, like, real job, and I actually landed my first new house in years.
Oh, wow.
So that I will start that next week. I do have a little money. I just want you to be realistic and honest with me. How much money will I need upfront and ongoing monthly for this thing to be, for me to work? How long will I need to keep it?
Right. Yeah. So I was able to reduce the cost of a couple of things. I mean, first I did reduce the ongoing monthly down to $249, and that's for first page placement on Google and Bing, and that still includes $100 of Facebook ads. So, you know, obviously we're providing that service for you to help you get more phone calls. It's not really going to be something that we're going to see any return on investment, but it's going to help you get more phone calls, keep the jobs coming in, and then obviously...
Well, let me ask you something real quick before I forget. Do you guys work my social media for me, or is that something that I have to take care of constantly,
so,
like uploading photos and videos and things
would
like this?
We create a page for you if you don't already have it, and then we'll link that page to paid Facebook ads for you. I mean, if you want to add updates to it, obviously you're more than welcome to do that. Now, the other thing that you and I discussed was doing Google Verify, which is local service ads. And that's normally a $250 one-time application fee. I did cut that in half to $125. So your first month, that's with the social media, with you know, Facebook and Google and everything else, that's $249 on a month-to-month. And then the $125 in that first month to get Google Verified started, you'd be looking at $374 as an out-the-door cost to get everything set up and started. And then once you're vetted, and again, there's a vetting process that we discussed, that's when you're paying roughly $55 per lead for Google Verified. So it's $54.67. So you'd be looking at a recurring monthly of $249, and then $55 per lead for Google Verified. So it's made to be affordable. It's really meant even just for one job coming from any source that we're promoting to pay for the entire thing.
So just to kind of clarify, $54 per lead, and what does that practically actually mean? Like if someone calls me from that, automatically I'm charged $54.
No.
That sort of thing?
So with Google Verified leads, I mean, first of all, it does attract a higher-end clientele. It's the very top of the search result. It's the ones that used to have a little green check mark next to it. It used to be called Google Guaranteed because Google would actually come out of pocket for any complaints against you. They kind of shelved that aspect of it, so they changed the name to Google Verified. But it does still attract people who are looking not for the cheapest guy, but really for the best guy. And the calls route through a Google phone number, and that allows the Google AI to make sure that it's a qualified lead. It's pay-per-qualified lead. It has to be someone in your service area requesting a service that you want to provide, and then you have to either quote a price to them or schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, it's not even a qualified lead. Now, most of my clients, you know, they're only going to use about four or five of those Google Verified leads in a month because they convert so well. Maybe every one is going to convert, every other one is going to convert. Google says that it converts three times higher than any other lead-based service out there, and that's a pretty conservative estimate, especially for some of those lead services like Angie or Thumbtack, where you get a phone number and six or eight of your competitors get that exact same phone number, and you have to chase that person down and be in a bidding war. With this, you know, the calls come directly to you, And then, like I said, it has to be a qualified lead. Otherwise, you're not even going to pay for it. So there's no, like, you know, disputing the fact that it wasn't a qualified lead. There's no calling to try and get your money back because it's already built into the system.
That's a big hassle.
Yeah, you don't even get it. Of course, I talk to business owners all the time. You know, they're spending so much time chasing down these leads and then even more time calling their providers saying, look, you know, I gave an estimate and he said, call me in 3 months. How is that a qualified lead? Or I called him and nobody even answered the phone. How is that a qualified
right.
lead? So that doesn't happen with this. Again, it has to be a qualified lead or you don't even get charged for it in the first place.
That right there is a huge burden, headache alleviated.
Oh, for
part
real.
Of this whole advertising thing is such a shit show.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time with like the Kraft Jack Networks, Angie Thumbtack, I mean, those leads, if you're paying per lead, might even be over $100 each.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I just got a lead, supposedly, from Thumbtack. It was like $194.
Wow.
They never even returned my call. So it was like, how do I even really know they reached out?
Exactly.
It's so, not only like, you feel like they're scamming you in a way.
Because
you don't even really know that they even exist, this person. It could just themselves be.
Yeah, I mean, you're not the first person to say that. I mean, when you're paying good money for what's supposed to be a quality lead, and then you call it, nobody answers, nobody calls you back, and you try calling again. I mean, it just, you know, it's pretty frustrating. And again, it's good money going out the door when the money's not coming back in.
Right. Well, so it seems like that could be an extra 300-ish a month with these qualified leads. If you're saying four or five of them that some of your clients are kind of averaging a month.
Right. But again, I mean, they're turning into jobs and then, you know, you're pausing your leads so the leads don't keep coming in. You know.
So Paul, let me just ask you this. What are your clients, like someone like me, a house painter, what are they averaging? I don't even know if you have house painters, but let's just say someone in construction, a plumber
sure.
who does service calls. What on average is he paying in you guys a month?
So, as far as the services that we're providing, these are the lowest prices that I'm allowed to offer as a pricing director for something like the Google, one-time application fee for Google Verified. Our packages at $249 with $100 of Facebook ads. Most of my clients will pay $299 or $349, not $249, but $349 for that same package. And then for the leads, I mean, that depends on the industry. $55 is fairly, I would say, on the little bit of a lower end for most contractors. Like most remodeling contractors, they might be paying $89. I mean, there are certain industries, you know, like foundation work is so expensive. They're paying on $200 per lead, but the conversion rate is so high that they do it because it's turning into jobs for them. But the $54.67 for Google Verified leads, that's kind of on the lower end for what most of my service-based businesses pay.
Paul, what if I go, like I try this a month or two,
mm-hmm.
and it just isn't panning out? Can I just, is there a contract? Like, do I have to have this for a certain amount of time?
So everything is month to month. There's no contract. You can pause it at any time. I mean, let's say it is working well and you get a good job or a couple of big jobs. You want to pause the service, you can pause the service. If for any reason you need to, you know, go on vacation or whatever, you can pause the service. You can stop altogether for any reason. No.
I can just cancel it from 1 month to another. I never want to do this again. See that.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. What else is this going to do for me? Is this going to improve the relationship with my wife?
I mean, you know, when you're getting the jobs, when you're getting the phone calls and the opportunities, I think most of the hard part of any lead-based service, you're paying good money, you're not even getting people on the phone, or you are and they're just looking for estimates, or they're looking for the cheapest guy, or you know, they're just trying to budget for something further on down the road and it doesn't turn into work. I mean, it's pretty frustrating when you're doing everything that you can to get work coming your way. But this is putting the power of Google to work for you. You know, you're not chasing down any leads. Most people, like I said, go to Google Verified because they are looking for a quality contractor, and you're getting the call from someone who will have seen your website before they called you. So they're reaching out to you because they saw something that they liked. At that point, they're really hoping that you're available, hoping your price is fair. They want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate.
What are you – you say you give me a new tracking phone number? Because I have one already with you guys, Local Splash.
So that's going to be the tracking number for the local search engine optimization, so the Facebook ads and everything like that. And then you'll be assigned a Google Verified number. Those are specific leads that route specifically through that phone number so that the Google AI
can track them.
Yeah, track it and make sure that they're qualified leads. Again, there's a vetting system for every lead. It has to be a qualified lead, or you're just not going to get charged for it.
Right. Makes sense. Is that going to be confusing, though, for, you know, obviously I have a number. Do I just...
I don't know how confusing it is for people out there, but I just know it's standard practice, and a lot of our clients have seen a lot of success with that particular setup. It's just the way it is set up. I mean, obviously, it's set up to help you, to benefit you, to make sure that the calls that you're getting are qualified leads and that you're not being charged for the ones that aren't.
Right.
There's also a benefit, too. I mean, if you're in, let's say you're doing Google Verified. So you're in the very top of a search result for someone in your service area. And then because we're also doing local search engine optimization and then Facebook ads and everything else, you know, if they can, you know, just in a quick visual scan of the top of a search result, see you listed in the Google Verified, and then they see you again in that local map of that PAC result, they might go there instead. They might click there. They might click on your website. They might call the number that is on your website, now that tracking number, and now you're not even getting charged for the $55, but it's still going to be a quality call coming directly to you. So there's a big benefit to kind of coming at it with a multi-tiered approach. You're breaking up a little bit.
Sorry about that. I'm actually loading up my pump to spray.
Oh, gotcha.
Paul, I feel like I want to do this just because I have to. Like they say, you have to advertise, right? It's that necessary evil. Seems like I'd be putting aside about $500 a month-ish. It seems like when I'm just doing the rough numbers of this in my head.
That's going to be pretty...
How does that fit with... Yeah.
Sounds about right. I mean, you're looking at $249, and then you're looking at roughly $55 per lead, maybe 4 or 5 leads a month. So somewhere around that $500 a month. But again, I mean, those are calls coming to you. Those are jobs coming to you. And you're probably, you know, turning off or pausing your leads because they're turning into jobs, and that's why you're only using the 4 or 5 leads a month. So, I mean, obviously it's going to be something that's going to benefit.
So, Paul, nonetheless, when I do pause, I'm still charged regardless the $250 a month,
the
right?
The $249, yeah, the $249. Unless you want to pause that, you can pause part or all of it. You know, there's $100.
So I can pause both.
Yeah, you can pause them both. You can pause everything and not pay anything at all. Or you can, let's say, you're getting calls coming in, so you paused your Google Verified leads. So there's a couple of weeks where you're not paying for those. You know, you can pause the $100 of Facebook ads and just have the recurring $149 for search engine optimization, or vice versa, and just pay the $100 for Facebook ads. I mean, that's something, if you want to just pause the whole thing because Google Verified is working well for you, and then you're only paying the $54.67 as the leads come in, and then, you know, in that case, you know, it turns into a big job. You might only be, you know, paying $250, $300, something like that per month because you're seeing that that part is working out so well for you. You might just keep the other part paused. But at least to kind of kickstart everything, one hand washing the other, so to speak, getting the whole thing going and getting the Facebook ads out there, because that's going to happen first. Keep in mind there's a vetting process for Google Verified. It might take only 3 to 5 weeks, might take, you know, 4 or 6 weeks. But, you know, once we get all the information, the documentation from you, supporting, you know, that you do have proof of insurance, et cetera, then we submit it to Google, and then the vetting process is outsourced by either Evident or Pinkerton. You might remember Pinkerton from cowboy movies. So that takes about 3 or 4 weeks, you know, usually. Their Facebook ads are going to be up and running in about 7 to 10 days. So it's going to start getting your business out there.
Is that Instagram?
Right now it's Facebook. We're focusing mostly on Facebook because we've seen that most of our clients are seeing better success with that versus with Instagram.
Okay. Hey, Paul, I hate to do this. I've got to get this job started. Okay. But can you call me back in maybe like 2 or 3 hours?
Yeah.
And we can, you know, let me just, I think I'd really like to do this again, though. It's how much money do I need now up front?
So again, it's $125. That's 50% off the Google Verified application fee. And then the first month of $249. So that's $374 to get everything started.
To get everything started right now, it's like $270. Okay. Okay, let me check my budget and call me back in here in a bit. I should be on lunch, and let's just see what happens, my man. Thanks for reaching back out.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you discussing this.
I'll give you a call in about 2-3 hours.
Okay. Take care.
Sounds good. Thank you, Chris.